one of those crazy flames, one of those bells that now and then ring, just one of those. It was just one of those nights, just one of those that inspires a trip to the moon.
We're back with the Monday afternoon show. You're listening to WGXE 90.7 FM. I have been told that the Monday afternoon show can be a little bit too somber. I like to host conversations in here that make us all feel really depressed. And then we put on Al Jazeera, which people also call Al Miseria or whatever that. That's why we've invited Mambo King Congo into the studio with us today. That's what we were just listening to. We've got Carlos, Kyle, Manuel, and Kyle in here in the studio with us today. They are sort of rock stars of the Hudson Valley, the funkiest Latin groove. Why are you laughing? Did I say a name wrong?
Because we're both Kyle, I guess.
Oh, Carlos, Reggie, Manuel, and Kyle. Sorry. Playing tonight at Club Helsinki, you guys are four of a seven-piece band, am I right?
Yes.
So tell me, for someone who's never heard Mambo King Congo, tell me who you are and what you do.
I'm Carlos Valdez. I'm the band leader. And I play percussion, all Latin percussion. And what we do is basically, it's a combination of jazz, funk, fused with R&B and Latin music. And then we have Mr. Reggie Earls, who's singing with us. You want to say something, Reggie?
Reggie, what do you do?
What I do?
You can sing and preach.
Sing and preach. Actually, the band started off as a Afro-Cuban, instrumental band.
Yeah.
And Carlos approached me about doing something different with the band. So I've been with the band for about 4 years, something like that.
4 or 5 years.
But to add to what Carlos was saying, it definitely is a upbeat, dance band. There's not a tune that I can think of that you can listen to and not want to move to. So
you're preaching the dance.
preaching it. Sure.
You know, and not here with us is John Esposito on piano, who arranged the introduction of that song we just heard, and arranged most of the tune, and Peter Bittner on saxophone, and Mike D'Amico on guitar.
And who are you?
I'm Manuel. I'm here often.
Sound excited about it, Manuel.
I am very excited. This band sounds really kick.
Yeah.
You know, the rest.
And then we got Kyle Esposito on bass.
Yes, we do. I was just thinking maybe we should listen to Reggie preach a little bit more with number three.
Number three? Let's
do
that. We'll be back in just a second.
Thank you.
we're back. We've got Mambo King Congo in the studio with us, and we're peppering this conversation with these short clips of music, which I think is a very cool way to do this. And I have to say, you guys, the first time I ever heard about you was from a friend who was suggesting that we reach out to you all for a party that we were trying to throw. And they said, you have to get Mambo King Congo. You don't understand. This is for real dance music. And it's not just because it's really fun and really good to listen to, but it's got this Latin beat stuff, this Afro-Latin stuff, but white people can dance to it.
All races.
So tell me, what does that mean? What was that person hearing? What?
We call it like the 2 and 4 is implied. So in a lot of Afro-Cuban music, Latin rhythms, Brazilian music, you don't get a lot of that. So if you can't hang on to like some of those other rhythms, you might feel like intimidated and not want to dance, especially if there's people who know how to dance that particular style on the dance floor. So mambo actually implies 2 and 4, or like a backbeat that everybody can understand. So it's where those two worlds meet. So it's like friendly for everybody.
It's funky.
And it's very funky. Yeah, always funky. It's jazzy. Always funky.
And we're also, you know, kind of based in Woodstock, which is a place where people dance however they want to, mm-hmm. whenever they want to.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, if you can dance on 2 and 4, great. If you can't, come on anyway.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Well,
you don't need any dancing lessons. Yeah,
exactly. Well, I remember the second piece of that was she was like, I think they know their context. We're playing, you guys are in the Hudson Valley. You're all based here. I know you two are in Greene County. Is that true, Kyle and Manuel? Yep. And you two are further south. You're in Dutchess.
We're in Woodstock.
You're in Woodstock. And you two both teach at Bard?
I direct the gospel choir over at Bard College.
I'm an adjunct professor at Bard, teaching ethnic rhythms and samba and everything else. John Esposito, who's our keyboard player, he's a professor there. And Mike D'Amico is the adjunct professor for jazz guitar. So, yeah. We're there.
So these guys are no joke, basically.
let's listen to the guys that aren't here. Let's hear John play a little piano.
Cool.
What's my number?
Number 7.
We're going to number 7.
This is my shot at being a DJ.
I want to hear you guys talk about percussion a little bit. Carlos, you said you're a percussionist. Manuel, I know you're a drummer, and I hear a lot going on.
Yeah. And?
Can you tell me what I'm hearing?
What have you heard?
Come on, you're a professor. I know you can preach too.
Well, it's in an instance that in this kind of band, it's kind of hard. We have to be really careful about what we do. There's a certain conversation that happens in between what me and Manuel do constantly. And we have to pick our moments. But I was a studio musician for a long period of time when I was living in New York City. So I'm mainly like groove. I like things that groove hard and long. So I'm not really interested. I'm not really interested in, not interested in like, you know, real flashy stuff. It's just the groove has to be there constantly all the time. And that's how me and Manuel play, you know, and sometimes I'll just back off and let Manuel do his thing and he'll do the same with me. But it's woven between the drums and the percussion.
Well, and I imagine with seven people playing together that whole conversation has got to be a little bit complex. Maybe this is a big question and maybe it's a small question, but in terms of arranging, in terms of working with seven people and arranging that kind of, what does it mean to be the band leader? Is that what you said? When you introduced yourself, I mean, how much are you doing the arrangement? Is everybody? Right. Partly improvised?
I have an idea, so I start with an idea, and it's usually like really far out kind of an idea, like a lot of like just one of those things. It's a Gershwin tune, so I said, okay, everybody has done Gershwin one way or the other, but they've never done it in a Latin funk way. So then I went to John Esposito and I said, look, we need to do this, and he goes, oh yeah, we could do that, and then you know, then Manuel says, well, how about if I put this in there? So everybody just has a piece of the action. It's just not all one person.
And what about the sort of improvisational? How much do you know what's about to happen when you get on stage?
It's about 50-50, maybe 60-40.
Does it ever go just terribly wrong? Do you have a clip? Do you have one of those clips?
Yeah, right. The improv doesn't end. We won't tell you if it does.
Right.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. You don't have to play a bad part, but I do think it's interesting that I'm very curious about how seven people come together and make it as tight as it sounds, and some of the challenges in that.
Well, we've got experienced and schooled musicians in the band and talented composers as well, arranging stuff. Like Carlos said, we take some very familiar tunes and add sections and reinterpret sections and add the rhythms. And everybody, you know, we get together, rehearse it, digest it, and, you know, just try to keep the ball rolling.
There's also a lot of yelling that goes on.
Yeah, there's torture.
A lot of yelling done by Carlos to the different bandmates if something changes or we need to extend something. So, yes, you know, everyone's seasoned, but there's a lot of yelling sometimes.
It's a good band leader skill.
It's a good band leader, right? Yelling technique.
You know, that's what I was looking for.
If you come down to the show tonight, you will hear Carlos yelling.
Yes, and see him.
Oh, come on.
Let's listen to another clip, I think, for people who are just tuning in. It's Mumbo King Congo with us in here in the WGXC Hudson studio. They're playing tonight.
King Kong.
It's okay. You're not one of many.
It's Ki Kongo. Well, so tell me, what does that mean?
Ki Kongo is a language in Zaire that has also been brought to Cuba. So it's called Ki Kongo. It's the language of Zaire.
And you guys chose to call yourselves Mambo Ki Kongo.
No, I chose it.
I tried to change it. Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
Does that language, can you talk about the connection between that language and maybe some of the music that you guys play?
It's just mostly the Latin stuff. I mean, Mambo is from Congo, from Zaire. Most of the samba stuff that we do is from Zaire. So it's originally from there, and then it was brought across. So Ki Kongo works for me.
You didn't realize that people were going to be calling you King Kong.
Oh, child, let me tell you.
It's been going on for a long time. Everybody
know
gets
your
it
context. You're in the the Hudson Valley.
You got pretty close, though.
Yeah, you're pretty close.
Kyle, what should we listen to next?
Let's listen to Carlos do some yelling on this James Brown tune, number 13.
I had started to say, but I didn't finish. They're playing tonight at Club Helsinki in Hudson at 8 p.m. It's on Columbia Street, right? 8 p.m., am I right?
And it's free.
Do you want some more? Do you want some more, Spielton? Let's go!
Okay, Carlos, tell me what that was.
Okay, that's an old tune. I think it was like in the late 70s. It's James Brown. I think it was on the B side. So I remember that song a long time ago, and I was like, wow, let me go find it. So I found it on the web, and I said, okay. And I brought it to Manuel. I said, Manuel, what can we do with this? He goes, let's do this African thing. And so we just started putting it together, and that's what we did with it.
That's also a perfect example of where the two worlds meet, because there's a heavy African influence in that, but there's also Four on the Floor, which is that doof, 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 you know, kind of like that.
Four
that type
on
of
the
beat.
Floor.
Four on the Floor, yeah. So, you know, anybody can dance to that, really.
It's almost like house music.
Yeah.
Bass drum.
Bass drum.
So tell me, you guys, I know you're playing tonight at Club Helsinki, but can you tell me about, if someone can't make it to the show tonight, where else they can find you, where else you might be playing, or where you are in the interwebs?
I believe we're at Harmony in Woodstock on December 14th. It's a Friday. It's right on Tinker Street, next, or part of the Walk and Wool. And, you know, Mambo Kikongo has a Facebook page. If anybody out there is on Facebook, you can find us there. What else, guys?
We are available for weddings, parties, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, dedications,
bachelorette
baby
parties,
baptisms.
Parties.
We are, you know, one thing is every party we've done or wedding we've done, people have come up and said what a great time they've had, because it's not just... The music isn't just straight covers. They're really interesting, and people hear them in a different way and really respond to it. And so, yeah, so we're available. So look us up.
Yeah, and tonight, Club Helsinki, 8 o'clock. Hopefully some of you will come out.
Kyle, will you take us out? What should we hear to go into Al Jazeera?
Let's take us out with some band introductions, so you can meet and hear some of the folks that aren't in the studio tonight.
Oh, cool.
Number one.
Thank you guys so much for
joining
us.
Thank you.
We'll see you tonight.
Bye, darling. Yes. Hope to see you tonight.